Hello, I'm Father Ray Petrucci. Welcome to Thoughts for the Week. We have a wonderful program today. We're going to get to it in just a moment. First, I have to encourage you, our listeners, to consider getting in contact with us. We'd love to hear your ideas for topics for programs or just comments on the show. Whatever you'd like to do, we'd love to hear from you. Let me give you two ways of reaching us. First would be the mail, just putting a stamp on a letter and address it to Thoughts for the Week, Post Office Box 7466. That's Post Office Box 7466, Greenwich, Connecticut. Now, the zip code in Greenwich is 06836. 06836. If you're on the computer and rather email us, do so at clemons10@aol.com. Let me spell that for you. That's C-L-E-M-O-N-S, the number 10, at aol.com. While you're on the computer, please go to our internet magazine, Spirituality for Today. You can find that at spirituality.org. That's spirituality.org. .org. Not only will you have some articles to read, but also our program that you can find archived too, that you can find on the at that website. So now I have the great honor of welcoming my co-host, Dorothy Riera. Dorothy,
hi, welcome. Father. Thank you so much. Thank you. Great to be here.
Oh, glad to have you here. And our guest today, we are delighted to have Barbara Jean Daly Horrell, and she shortened that for us, said, just call me BJ, and we're going to do that.
Great. Thanks,
okay.
Father.
And BJ is the director of the Hartford Catholic Biblical School. Now, this is a program going on in the Archdiocese that I thought would be really great to hear about, seeing that this program goes over among the stations, WJMJ, the station for the Archdiocese, on Sunday mornings. And so I thought this would be perhaps beneficial to what you're doing, I hope, anyway. But welcome.
Thanks.
What I'd like to do is take a look at this school. First, how did you get involved?
Well, I've been teaching the Bible for 30-some years, and The school is founded by my predecessor, Sister Jewel Renna, sister of Notre Dame, and she was getting tired of all the administration. She decided she just wanted to teach for a while, so they came looking for someone with a biblical background to lead the school, and I was chosen.
Do you have? Do you have a bachelor's?
I have a master's from Harvard Divinity School and a bachelor's.
Oh, that's a little shaky. wow, that's wonderful.
Yes. Great. Oh, it was a great experience. I learned from some of the best biblical scholars and pastoral people in the world, like Henry Nouwen.
Did you? Did they have any of speakers or professors who were involved in biblical archaeology, perhaps?
At Harvard, many. The Near Eastern Civilization and Languages Center at Harvard was associated with the Divinity School. It actually was nearby our campus, and I took Hebrew from the director of that.
How long is that program for you?
For me, my particular degree was a 2-year program, a master in theological studies.
Wonderful. Well, okay, so you are well armed. Now you're getting involved with the Archdiocese in this. Now I realize it existed when you came on board, but what motivated the formation of this school?
That's a really good question. Really, it was the brainchild of Monsignor Michael Motta. He asked his then coordinator for religious education, Sister Jewel, to find out more about it. He'd heard about this program out in Denver. They started the program, Sister Macrina Scott, in early 90s. And so she went out and spent 6 weeks learning from the masters out there and was very enthusiastic, brought it back. They loved the program. They then Archbishop Daniel Cronin gave his authority to begin it. And so in 1995, we opened our first class. So we've been at this for over 20 years.
Where's it housed?
We are at the St. Thomas Seminary in Bloomfield, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And is this geared toward adults, or do you start with children, or how does it go?
Our focus is on adults only,
mm-hmm.
But that spills over, of course, into the ministries that they go on to, you know, so it really touches everyone from birth to death, people that have come to really be devoted to Scripture and mm-hmm. learn how to read Scripture in a meaningful and thoughtful and prayerful way. Then they go out back to their communities, their parishes, hospitals, prisons. We've got people doing ministry in many different places now. Our graduates bring the Word of God more fully to the people of God throughout Connecticut.
How long has the program been in place?
22 years. We're starting our 23rd year this fall, and we've graduated over 500 men and women, mostly lay people, but also deacons as well, and religious sisters.
So there is a degree that they receive once they finish the program.
It's not a degree. Mm-hmm. It's a certificate. We have two certificates. One is it's a four-year program, and you study every book of the Bible. And if you complete all of that, then you receive a certificate in advanced biblical studies that's given by the Archbishop of Hartford. We also have the St. Thomas Seminary certificate in biblical study that bears 18 college credits. So you can receive credit through our program, undergraduate credit.
What I'm interested in is knowing a little bit about the approach to Scripture. Obviously, you go in there, and you could delve into the Hebrew, all the nuances of culture and change and that occurred. Are the students tend to be interested in some of those real technical things, or do they want to just pick up the meaning of Scripture as it moves along through salvation history?
I would say both.
Mm-hmm.
And our work of the faculty in the program is really to help them see the connection between those two things. The Catholic Church teaches that we really must start with the original meaning of the text and understanding mm-hmm. What was going on at the time, mm-hmm. how the cultural influences, how the texts were developed. And through a very rigorous study of the biblical texts, they come to encounter God's Word at much deeper levels. And through that process, they come to a greater, deeper relationship with Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. Our Lord. And that is the focus. We are a very... You know, it's an intensive process, but it yields intensive results. The people find that their faith is very much mm-hmm. come to life mm-hmm. through the deep encounter with the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures.
Now, this is a commitment, a four-year commitment when they sign up. So, obviously, you're dealing with individuals who want not only perhaps to learn, maybe just to learn, but I would think would like to bring it into some more of an active use of it.
Absolutely.
I'm just wondering how, I guess to use the word evangelization, do you find them wanting to go out or get involved? I mean, you mentioned a couple of things.
Yes.
What are some of the things?
Oh, absolutely. Learning? What I find is that students come at the beginning, and they're just hungry. They're just hungry for God's Word and for a deeper relationship with God. And that's what usually draws them to our program. And then they as they move through the program, it's a journey. Incrementally, they are really born anew with powerful devotion to the Bible, so that by the end, every single graduate tends to ask me, now what do I do? This mm-hmm. is something I've got to share this. This mm-hmm. is something everyone should have access to. And that's, of course, what Vatican II taught us. Everyone should have access to the sacred scriptures. So they come to know that deeply in their bones. And so they find ways, you know, I tell them, you know, take your time and discern. You know, many of them will do adult Bible studies in their parishes, and we've got some, you know, dozens and dozens of Bible studies led by our graduates throughout the Archdiocese mm-hmm. of Hartford. But, you know, as I said, I've got a graduate who is doing prison ministry in Hartford with mm-hmm. A graduate and a current student, Sister Geraldine Hunahan and Ms. Jill Costa. They are doing weekly Bible studies in the prison, I forget which one, the men's correctional up in Hartford. Mm-hmm. And So that's one. I've got a couple of students who are actively involved in the ACTS retreat program. They're bringing the Word of God into that process. We've got people working in nursing homes. Again, often teaching, but we also value, I think, the teaching is sort of, is a process for formation. It's really, and evangelization, as you said. They're finding ways to live the scriptures, but also to bring the gospel more fully into their everyday lives, into their parishes, just schools, hospitals, you know, just, you know, any context that they can think of. So I encourage people when they've graduated to really discern where God might be calling them to bring his word more fully.
And it is an ongoing process because I guess once you finish your program, it's not something you put on a shelf.
No.
You just want to continue to learn and get more and more involved.
Absolutely. And that's what we find. We see people with a fire for love of Christ and his word. And that moves them to wherever the Holy Spirit leads them. And it's quite, it's one of my favorite parts of the job, being the director, that I get to walk with them not only through the program but then afterwards. So, I mean, we keep contact with those our alumni. We do a lot of continuing education with them, so they come on about a monthly basis to hear a good speaker or to learn about evangelization, and so I get to hear what they're doing, and it's so inspiring.
Is it a like a 5-day? They have to go 5 days a week,
no,
or is it just once a week? How do
right?
Because, you know, if people are working but they want to learn a lot about the Bible, it's very difficult to take the time.
It really is very difficult, and that is probably the biggest obstacle for many, for folks discerning whether they want to go through this process or not. But we have weekly classes, once a week for 30 weeks from September through May. Summers we are off. We also have seasonal breaks in that time. And but in addition to the weekly classes, we also have two what we call scripture days each year. We bring in world-renowned speakers, some really good people. Professor Harry Attridge was here with us last spring. You know, we bring some really excellent speakers to work and pray and study together with the Bible.
Let me ask some nuts and bolts questions, as long as Dorothy brought in the idea of length of things. First, could you describe the faculty?
Oh, yes. I have a wonderful faculty. We are very blessed. I think one of our faculty was recently on your programs, Amy A.K., and she's such a delight.
Yes,
very, very much so. Yeah. Yes, and they're all very committed, very well-credentialed. They are all Catholics in good standing. We are open to non-Catholics of all kinds. I've had an atheist in my class, but
so anyone could enroll.
Anyone can enroll, absolutely. But you know, I let them know this is going to be taught from a Catholic perspective, and that's why our faculty, we insist that they be active parishioners and actively Catholic, as well as being credentialed in biblical studies.
What is the cost of a program or a part of it? I don't know, is it broken down by semester or course?
Well, our courses are year-long. We've tried there are administrative reasons for that. But so you enroll for a year by year, and the...
Well, the actual cost of...
Each year is right now the tuition is at $350, but... It's not covering our costs by any means. We try to keep it low. It's the Archbishop's commitment to promulgating the Word of God among the people. He is very, very committed, and he's the third of the Archbishop to take hold of this program and really say, we're going to commit to this. So they provide a lot of the funding.
What other diocese has the program?
Other in New England. We're the only one here in New England. There are Catholic biblical schools in New York, the city, as well as in Dallas, The University of Dallas has a big program, probably the biggest in the country. The Loyola University Chicago has a wonderful program. Buffalo, I believe, you know, just different dioceses throughout the country have taken on. It's a program published by Paulist Press, so there's a workbook, and there's, you know, it's this process. It's very well thought through as a result.
What in taking a look at these students as they head off, I'm just wondering what they what their response is. What you know, their particular goals, I'm sure, have been met. What about your own wishes for each student? What is it, ideally? What would you like to see someone after the four-year program?
What a great question. I have to say it's not ideal. It's what happens. Honestly, the program process really works so well for many people. I find them able to think biblically, for starters. You know, they really learn to think in terms of, you know, grounded in the Word of God, in terms of understanding how God worked in the lives of people thousands of years ago, and what was going on at that time that the biblical writers are responding to, and that the Holy Spirit is inspiring them to change or affirm, or so they begin to think biblically in a sense of it becomes part of their way of thinking, and you know, from there they it enters into the heart, and you know, when it's part of them to the extent that it's just, you know, they breathe and eat and drink the Word of God, then, you know, at that point it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's nice with all the wonderful things they're doing, and I love and you know, praise them for that wonderful service and missionary discipleship, but the fact is that living the Word of God in their daily lives with the people that they meet in their families, at their workplace, wherever, you know, that's the number one goal, is to transform them into missionary disciples of Christ. And that happens. That happens.
That, I think, you're getting into, right? I mean, so many devout Christians and so many would wish for the church is that the people who would not simply pay lip service to Christ, but go out and live it.
Right,
and show it.
Right. And it doesn't
mean...
That's
the goal.
Yeah, it's the goal. It's not, you know, people are in our society, I think, are nervous about that. They don't like to be put on it, you know, like, oh, I have to go get a soapbox and start preaching in the marketplace. Like well, that was the, you know, ancient culture. That's, you know, people preached in Jesus, Paul, they preached in the marketplace. That's how things work. That things don't work like that now. So doing something like that now would be seen as odd, and would certainly wouldn't attract people to Jesus. But so, you know, it's programs like this. It's you know, where you find, you know, on the web, through daily interactions. But, you know, it doesn't, they don't, you don't, I tell my students, don't evangelize in a way that makes you too uncomfortable, because you're not going to be effective. Find the way the Holy Spirit is drawing you. There may be challenges, but you know, don't, you don't have to go off on a limb. You live differently, and that's the main thing.
I think, you know, there was such a big void after the nuns left the Catholic school system, because when we were in the Catholic school system, we lived, breathed, and did everything around our Catholic faith, and then that there became a very big void. So I think this is a great way to kind of teach people so that they can go out there and do and spread the word of Christ.
And that's, well, my students, the potential students, when they're thinking about coming to the program, that's the kind of thing that they say to me all the time, that there's, you know, they want something more, that there's this void, that they don't know how to be authentic Christians in the world, and they want to, but they don't really know how. And that, I do think that adult education programming like the Catholic Biblical School really meets that need in a way that I'd love to see it expanded. I'd love to see it growing, becoming more pervasive
and more available to people, because even today I know that for family formation and CCD, there are no teachers to teach, because I think the parents are not well educated in their faith.
Yes.
Therefore, they can't volunteer to teach CCD or Family Formation or Faith
Formation. And they do their best. You know what? The families are struggling, and they're doing their best, but there definitely seems to be a lack there that I know that the bishops and the clergy, they're really focused on filling that gap in much more. I think they're much more aware of that than they were maybe 10 years ago or 20 years ago. This recent convocation for Catholic leaders in Florida that the bishops, most of the dioceses were represented there, that was a wonderful example of rededicating the church to the formation, Christian formation of all people, not just the very young, not just children, but that if we're going to reach the children, the next generations, we have to engage their parents and their peers as well.
Have you been approached by other dioceses to form this program, or not around New England?
Well, I'm in regular dialogue with the other dioceses of New England, and they are interested in our program. We do get students from Bridgeport and Norwich and Springfield, mm-hmm. the adjacent dioceses, but It is a huge financial commitment, mm-hmm. for a diocese to take this on. As I said, we're the only one in the immediate vicinity. There are online programs through the University of Dallas and Chicago, mm-hmm. Loyola. So when a student, I actually had a call last week from a student in Los Angeles. They'd seen our materials on the web, and they said, do you do it for distance learning? And I said, well, we can do a limited basis. We do have ability to Skype. We bring students in from a distance, but really we're not as well prepared to do that as the programs from the University of Dallas or Chicago, mm-hmm. Loyola. So I referred her to those programs, and mm-hmm. she's, I believe, doing that now.
So probably through the universities, they may be at the vanguard of technologically
right.
reaching out.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're catching up. We're getting some. We're catching up, and we're poised to make progress in that way.
What do you find as people enter the program? They're saying, what do they want to understand, or what should they by the end understand about Scripture?
Right. Well, the first thing that I really like to, we start with the Old Testament, which is not the comfort zone for most people. Mm-hmm. We start there because we start with the Exodus, the covenant, what we think of as the master story of Judaism, because everything else in the Bible builds upon that. Mm-hmm. And so they usually want to just dive right into the New Testament, but mm-hmm. you can't really truly understand Jesus, yeah. the New Testament, unless you understand their faith. The faith of Jesus is a Mosaic faith. Mm-hmm. It's what we would call an Old Testament faith, the Law and the Prophets, especially. And so you really can't understand Jesus well and the New Testament well without understanding the Old Testament first. So we start there, and then we move from there to the New Testament and then beyond. So we actually do a historical survey of how the people of God developed, mm-hmm. and to put the faith of Jesus and the faith of Paul and all of the apostles and the contemporaries into that context.
I can see how valuable that is, and how, interestingly enough, read the Gospels, and Matthew is, depending on his audience, they have an awareness of the Old Testament, and also
oh, yes.
the others will be explaining things,
right.
Rabbi, which means teacher, or whatever. Before we run out of time, mm-hmm. I would like people to know how to get in contact or learn more about Hartford Catholic Biblical School.
Absolutely. Well, we're about everywhere you can be in social media. We have a great website through our office, the Office of Evangelization, Education, and Catechesis. That is www.catholicedaohct.org. That's catholicedaohct.org. That's our website, and you can get to our blogs through there. We also are on Twitter at CBS Hartford. Mm-hmm. We are, you can reach us by phone through our 860-242-5573. Ask for BJ, and they'll put you right through to me or my associate, Jill. We both, mm-hmm. Jill is my assistant, and she is a graduate of the program, and so she can answer many questions.
And I'm sure if they Google Hartford Biblical Studies,
absolutely.
It'll just pop right up.
That's very true.
And that's at AOACT.org. Our chance is Hartford.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
But so it looks like no matter what age or competence in social media,
yes.
One is.
Yes.
And, I'd be picking up a telephone probably.
Absolutely. Now, and I'm not a millennial either, so phone is just fine.
What is the age bracket of your students?
Oh, gosh.
18 to
18
older?
18 to 90. I mean, we've had students begin in their 80s. And, just the whole spectrum, we attract such a diversity of students. You wouldn't be surprised. Racially, age-wise, men, women. It's part of the joy of it is the diversity.
Mm-hmm. When they, as you mentioned, you start with the Old Testament, move on. Are they rather amazed at just the theological developments and also the importance of what this amazing relationship called the covenant is?
Absolutely, and that's really what drives it, is mm-hmm. a deep desire for covenant, a deep desire mm-hmm. for a relationship, and seeing that evolve and unfold in the history of the people of God is powerful, and a mm-hmm. powerful driver of... It's a lot of work to do this program. You have to really...
Yeah.
And that's what keeps people connected to it. Mm-hmm. Is that powerful...
What I find, and I love, is that you put it within the history of the world at the time. And I think that is so important to
absolutely.
Understand what was happening with other cultures and why is it that our faith developed the way it did.
Absolutely. There's history, theology. There's so many disciplines you have to study to understand the Bible.
Because you could really get lost in a mire.
In
getting into the scripture, if you're just going to sit there and read things.
Oh, it's hard. People say they need a guide, and this is one excellent guide for that.
Well, this has been wonderful, and please come back.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank
Very
you.
Very good. We have been speaking with B.J. Horrell, who is the director of the Hartford Catholic Biblical School, and she... comes with a great deal of not only credentials, but enthusiasm. And that's what I found in Amy, obviously, when she was here.
Amy's great.
Wonderful, wonderful thing. And that's so important. So to our listeners, thank you for being with us. And we hope you join us again next week. God bless all of you. And BJ, thanks again.
You're welcome.
Dorothy, God bless.
Thank you, Father.